Teachers. Number one, do you want to be a teacher in the future? Version A, yes, I'd love to be a teacher in the future. I find it really rewarding to help educate and inspire the next generation. It's a privilege to get to make a difference in a kid's life. I hope I can teach soon. Version B, no, I don't see myself becoming a teacher in the future because although it's an important job, it requires a lot of patience. I tend to lose my patience easily, and with children, it's essential to remain calm and patient. So I wouldn't be an ideal fit for such a job. Two, do you remember one of your teachers? Three, do you have a favorite teacher? Version A, yes. I remember my math teacher in high school very well. Math was always my worst subject, but she was very patient with me. Whenever I was stuck on a problem, she would explain it to me in a creative way. It helped me do well in her class. Version B. Yes, I still remember my art teacher from elementary school. Art was my favorite subject, partly because of what an amazing teacher I had. She taught us a variety of painting techniques and encouraged us to be creative with what we made for her class. Four, do you think teachers are different now than in the past? Yes. In my opinion, teachers have changed a lot, as pedagogy is always evolving. These days, educators are realizing the importance of adapting their curriculums to the diverse learning styles of students. This makes learning accessible for everyone. No, I wouldn't say that teachers have changed over time. After all, the teaching style always depends on the teacher. Every school always has that one crazy teacher, the enjoyable and well-liked teacher, and the teacher who is dreaded for being excessively strict.